Chapter 22, Dust to Dust. Ed's voice choked in his throat, captured by the glacial touch of fear that crushed his body. Lamia's eyes were bright and intense with her hunger, and he was pinned, paralyzed by her unblinking gaze. He could only watch as she rose up on her tail, eerily graceful as she arched her spine and stretched her arms above her head before relaxing and letting her palms skim down the lines of her torso to rest on her scale-sheathed hips. Whatever she had first thought of the body that alchemist had forced her into, it was obvious that she now reveled in the power of her form. Her tail was thicker than a man was tall, and those parts of her that remained human had grown to match. There was nothing twisted or decrepit about her. She had moved on from the petite hybrid Ed had seen formed at the threshold of the gate. Now she truly was something out of nightmares. He could not even see where her tail ended amidst the coiled loops of scaly flesh that wove throughout the cavern. "What have we here?" she asked softly, her voice as hypnotic as her penetrating gaze. "It looks like two little thieves who have bitten off more than they can chew." She smiled, her fangs just a suggestion of deadly points behind her pout. With a sigh, she brushed her dark hair over her shoulder and looked at the pair of them disapprovingly, her voice riddled with maternal disappointment of a woman who had caught her children doing something wrong. "I could be kind and let you go back the way you came." Her eyes flickered from Ed to Russell, and her pupils dilated, turning her eyes black. "But I hate to let a good meal go to waste." The tension snapped, a steel wire of sensation across exposed nerves. Fangs met automail with a grinding crunch as Ed lunged forward, blocking the monster from sinking her teeth into Russell's flesh. Bones rattled like dice beneath his boots as he fought to stay on his feet, and his breath rasped between his lips as he struggled to keep her back. She hissed and thrashed, her tail dislodging more rocks from the cavern roof and sending them raining down in a deadly cascade. Some splashed into the river, filling the air with icy spray. Others collided with the rocky ground, cracking into pieces and sending fragments of shrapnel in all directions. The fires spat and sparked as the oil rippled, spilling from the hollows and trickling in blazing lines across the floor, obliterating a few of the arrays beneath a blanket of flame. Ed tore his eyes from Lamia's unblinking gaze, risking a glance over his shoulder and cursing viciously when he saw Russell still at Fletcher's side. The young man was like a mouse caught in a predator's gaze, slack-jawed and locked with terror. His face was pallid and slick with sweat, and he clutched Fletcher to him, protective even in the depths of fear. "Run!" Ed yelled, not caring that his voice caught on a half-scream of desperation. "Get out of here!" His command jolted Russell free, and, for once, there was no argument. He heaved Fletcher gracelessly from the floor before sprinting away, dodging between flames and ducking around the unwieldy length of the Lamia's tail before he raced into the culvert and vanished from sight. For a few heartbeats, the staggering haste of his footsteps could still be heard above the roar of the river before they faded away entirely. With a scream of rage, Lamia yanked her fangs free from Ed's automail, ignoring everything but the dark promise of the drain to her left. She darted after the Tringhams, her eyes crazed and mouth agape. The muscles in her torso stood out, sinew cording beneath pale skin as she half-slithered, half-clawed her way forward in an effort to give chase. The clap of Ed's hands made her flinch, and she howled in fury as the earth rose up, blocking her way and sealing Russell and Fletcher safely in the dark length of the sewer. Her fist collided with the stone, sending a fine cobweb of cracks across the face of the hastily erected wall. A rays scrawled around where she had touched, but she ignored them. Ed swallowed as her head snapped around. Tendrils of hair clung to her face, obscuring everything but her narrowed eyes and the snarl on her lips. Her gaze pierced through the gloom to fix him in her sights. Her lips were reddened with blood and blisters from the poison that dripped from her fangs, but she showed no sign of pain. In fact, as he watched, the small wounds healed and bloomed again, constantly wiped away by her link to the gate and recreated by the seep of toxin from her teeth. Like a homunculus, it seemed she could heal herself, and Ed cursed bitterly as he realized how hard it would be to stop her. Her scales whispered like hateful ghosts as she drew herself up, looming above him before she straightened her shoulders and lifted her chin. The air was filled with the sound of a desert wind as her body shushed against the shore of the river. Clawed fingers dragged her hair out of her way, and one eyebrow lifted critically as she stared at him, judging him with one sweep of her eyes. "How noble of you," she spat as she moved back towards him, smiling cruelly when he stood his ground. "And how stupid. You could have sacrificed your friend and saved yourself. Your alchemy is nothing but parlor tricks to me." Ed glanced back towards the wall, gritting his teeth in frustration when he saw that she had looped her tail around him, pinning him neatly between the length of her body and the cold, dark depths of the river. Her movements had snuffed some of the fires out, but she seemed not to suffer any burns. The only light left was the faint flicker of the few remaining flames and the bitter, furious glow of the arrays all around them. He could feel them humming beneath his feet, buzzing like a swarm of angry bees as the red stones, hidden under the shadow's curtain, called to him with wordless promise. "You were beaten once," he said flatly, as he began to move, forcing her to stay in constant motion as she followed him. He may be locked within a prison of scales, but there was no way he was going to be a stationary target for her to attack. Someone had the strength to lock you behind the gate of truth. She laughed, a rich, warm sound that was at odds with the cold hunger pinching her features. "But there's no gate now, no cage for something like me. Besides, that's when I was weak and half-starved. That wretched portal held back the power from me, allowed me only tastes of all that I craved. Now there is nothing controlling that energy." She gestured with one slim hand to the mass of her body. "As you can see, I've thrived." He saw the tense of her muscles a second before she pounced. Twisting away, he dove to the floor, pulling himself into a roll and regaining his feet in one fluid motion. Yet, as soon as he was upright, the room began to pitch alarmingly, and a hot weight seemed to trap his legs in its grasp. At first he thought she must have caught him in her coils, but there was nothing touching him. Blinking owlishly, Ed looked down at his arm, staring uncomprehendingly at the thin line of dribbling blood. The skin around the cut was already inflamed and furious, red, poisoned. He shut his eyes tight as the room twisted in a furious cartwheel. He did not even realize he'd fallen until his knees hit the unforgiving ground. Smoke from the remaining oil pools filled his nose, thick and cloying, adding to the fire that raged in his chest. A solid core of pain had taken root in every bone, turning them as heavy as his automail. His heart thundered in his chest, thrumming torturously fast as his mouth filled with a vile, acidic taste. Every breath was a struggle, and a choking cough caught in his throat, flecking the ground with a sultry smatter of blood. Lamia was still there, but his vision was rapidly being smothered with shrouds of black until he could no longer tell if his eyelids were open or closed. He could not see her to duck any further attack, and he wasn't even sure if he could make his tormented body move. Lamia's bite had knocked Fletcher unconscious, keeping him in a sedated state for as long as the Serpent Woman wished. But had he been in this much pain? To Ed, it felt as if something was writhing inside him, burning him with every flicker of movement. A sound reached his ears, carrying over the roar of the river and the frantic stagger of his own heartbeat. Someone was retching, and sharp, squeaking gasps whistled through the air. Desperately, he tried to hold his breath and concentrate on what he could hear. Lamia's scales rattled like dead leaves in a gale, and he realized her body was shaking. She was spitting as if she was trying to rid herself of a foul taste, and he heard her draw in a trembling breath before falling quiet. "You," she growled, her voice rumbling low and dangerous throughout the cavern. "The woman warned me you would come." A hand snaked under his chin, digging sharp nails into his jaw as his head was yanked upwards. He could feel her breath fluttering across his face, cooling the sweat that was trickling down his cheek. "You're weaker. I could smell the filth of the gate on her. It saturated her skin with its stench. But you keep it hidden. The gate's presence covered her like a shroud, but with you..." Something sharp cut down his cheek, and her grasp tightened as he tried to pull away. "It's in your blood, your soul, your core. What a waste of good meat." She threw him forcefully aside, sending him sprawling painfully. Sharp pieces of stone cut his bare hand and arm, and he could feel the spray from the turbulent river caressing his face. He tried to move, but every limb felt like it was made of lead. His automail was dead and unresponsive, and every twitch of his flesh arm sent pain shooting through his body. He couldn't even turn his head, and his stomach clenched tight with greasy nausea. "It will kill you eventually," Lamia murmured, her voice indifferent and uncaring now that she realized he was inedible. "Slowly, of course, but I'm sure you'll be grateful when you finally slip away. In the meantime, there is other prey for me to hunt." There was laughter in her voice as she asked, "Friends of yours, perhaps?" His thoughts roared in desperate fury, but his body was a puppet with its strings cut. He could not even curse aloud as her scales hissed like waves breaking on the shore. A throaty chuckle echoed back to him, distorted as she rippled away down one of the many culverts in search of more meat. In the end, there was nothing to be heard but the bluster of the churning river and the crackle of the oil fires. The air was cool and still, and he did not need his eyes to know that he was alone. Every vein felt like hot ash beneath his skin, polluted by the toxin's rush. He could feel it sweeping through him, dulling every sense and turning them inwards until he could hear nothing but his own heartbeat, and feel nothing but the screech of every nerve. He should have been more careful, should have known that just because Lamia was big, it didn't make her slow. But she'd taken him out with barely a touch. One tiny scratch, no bigger than a finger, was long, and now... Ed shoved the thought away before it had even begun. He didn't have the fucking time to wallow in this. She was after Al, after Roy. He had to do something. How many times had he been injured on assignment, bleeding and bruised and half broken, and he'd always found the strength to carry on? He would beat this. He had to. The alternative was unthinkable. Forcefully, Ed willed his body to move, fighting desperately to shrug off the dead weight of paralysis that had seized him in its bonds. But there was no response to the orders from his mind. He could feel nothing along his left arm, and his leg was prickling with phantom stabs of pins and needles. With every second it was getting harder to breathe, he found himself taking shallow, panting breaths, desperate to hull air into his lungs but trapped by the insidious creep of the poison. How much longer would it take for it to paralyze the muscles in his chest? Once he could no longer expand his ribs, it would be over. He would suffocate in minutes, drowning with air all around him. He blinked, feeling the flutter of his lashes against his cheek as he stared at the unwavering shadow that covered his sight. Why wasn't the gate doing something? Back in the hospital, it had erased every scratch and bruise as it shored up the frail host it had chosen. Now there was nothing but the steady sink of despair. "Help me!" His own voice was a scream inside his skull, fierce and desperate. "Help me, or I'm taking you with me, you shit!" At first there was nothing. Neither Kaleo nor the gate acknowledged his request, and he took another pant of air, tasting the water from the river's spray on his lips. Had it already gone? Had the light from the gate fled to take its chance with someone else? Did it even have the strength for that? The pain hit him like a brick wall, slamming into every nerve and shaking every bone. His back arched from the floor, locked in a spasm as the scream boiled in his chest. It flooded his limbs, and at the same time he could feel something pulling his consciousness back in his mind, distancing him from the warmth of his flesh and the cool weight of his automail. The array on his chest burnt into his flesh anew, bright and bold. Tinges of sapphire light broke through the clouds of blindness across his eyes. It was like watching the world from a great distance. With a jolt, he realized what was happening. From the beginning, Carmine had been a human skin for the dark face of the gate. Now the light inside him was making its move, using him while he was too weak to fight back. It was trying to push him away and take his place. There was no fucking way he was letting that happen. He thrust hard with his mind, grappling with the intangible fog of its presence.
"Trust me."
The voice was a distant whisper, almost inaudible over the throb and thrum of his pulse. Was it in his head, or somewhere in the sewers? Agony blurred the boundaries of reality and imagination, and Ed could only swallow back the clawing ache of another scream he would never voice. The touch of the gate coated everything, pushing him away until he was somehow disconnected from it all. He was still there, still within his skin, still feeling everything, but it was as if his free will had vanished, snuffed out like a candle flame. Unbidden, his spine relaxed, laying him gently back on the floor. The fingers of his left hand shifted, moving stiffly as though the thing that controlled them was not used to the complicated biological mechanisms. Barbs of pain stabbed along his nerves, and a helpless moan escaped his lips. Whatever the gate had done, it did not take away the agony. Fuck, it hurt. Winry had always told him with the utmost confidence that automail surgery was the most painful thing he would ever experience. But she had been wrong. This, the clawing bite and wrenching on every nerve in his being, was worse than that. At least there had been a point to the discomfort from the surgery. This was just torture. Lamia was right. Death would be a blessing, if he were weak enough to wish for it. Ed choked, drawing in shallow, hissing breaths through his teeth as his hand inched across the ground. As desperate as he was for this to end, he knew that giving up was not an option. Whatever the gate had in mind, he knew he couldn't fight it. If he tried to pull back, to draw the line between it and him, then it would be over. The smooth, glassy lines of the arrays drawn into the floor skimmed beneath his fingertips, but it wasn't until something gritty and sharp brushed his skin that his fist closed awkwardly, cradling the fragment of red stone until it melted into his skin. It was as if someone had breathed air into his lungs or dripped liquid life between his lips. A sweet taste coated his tongue, and his chest heaved as he gasped in one breath after another, blinking in the gloom above his head as the dim light of the oil lamps winked in the shadows. Abruptly, control of his body returned to him, a massive burden that dragged at every joint. His flesh was slow and unresponsive, but at least his mind was still quick and alert. An array complex flared across his imagination, burning with a bright, urgent light. He could feel the gate's fear and desperation. There were no words to convey how important this alchemy was, but Ed could feel it echoing through his abused body. Every instinct trilled with it. This was survival. He had never seen the array before, but in that moment, it was as if he had known it all his life. There was no time to stop and second-guess the gate's plan. It had temporarily burned the Lamia's poison back. But he could already feel it flowing through his veins once more, regaining its hold on his muscles and dragging him down with its clammy caress. The clap of his hands echoed like the crack of breaking bone, bouncing back and forth across the frothing waters of the river as he slammed his palms into the ground. Light flared, sweeping in the smooth circles of the array that had sketched itself out on his mind. He could feel the power humming through him, draining out through his hands like blood seeping from a wound. With every second, the earth grew warmer, sending waves of heat up to touch his face as the glow reached a searing intensity, burning away every trace of shadow with its stark brilliance. The energy exploded outwards like a bomb, racing along the lines of every array that had been burned into the floor by the Lamia's touch. Sultry red was eradicated by diamond white that spread out in a starburst all around him. He saw it race along the tunnels, hounding the darkness from every cranny. It was too bright to watch, but even with his eyes closed, he could feel the power draining out of him, stretching away like strands of silk pulled too tight. The tension was immense, and he could feel strange knots in the strength of the alchemy, like droplets of dew on a spider's web.
Red stones!
Suddenly, the net of alchemy snapped, curling back in on him in a blazing comet of energy. All through the cavern, the red stones vanished, absorbed into the roaring anarchy of power that Ed's original array had created. The ground shook beneath his knees, and the air was split asunder with the screams of it. Instinct told him to duck or dodge, but it was as if his hands were fused to the floor. He could do nothing but brace himself for impact. Ed expected unspeakable pain, was held stiff and taut in preparation. But instead, warm waves broke over him, unfurling with feather-like touches as it spiraled inwards, like a collapsing galaxy. Its touch wiped away the heavy, lank feeling of Lamia's poison and obliterated the soul-deep weariness that had him trapped in its clutches. It filled him from skin to soul with gentle heat, and he drew a deep breath of the cool, damp air as he tipped his head back in blissful surrender. Slowly, the sensation crystallized into a warm core, stable and sure beneath his ribs. It was not the inconsistent energy stolen from others, dirty with a sin that was not his own. This was strong and steady, a bright, pure power that he could reach for without even trying. It made his nerves sing, and he rubbed the fingers of his left hand together curiously, frowning at the static that fizzled on his fingertips. Looking around, Ed could see no remaining red stones, and the Lamia's arrays had been obliterated by whatever it was that he had done. Instead, the stone had a glassy sheen to it, as if it had been subjected to astronomical temperatures. The oil fires burned with a diamond edge to their flame, and the air was filled with a thin veil of steam. Getting to his feet, he stumbled a little, disoriented by the buzz of power that brimmed in him. It made his blood rush and whirl, gripping him in some kind of addictive high. For the first time in years, Ed felt strong and whole. Even his automail, normally just a useful tool to him, felt somehow more in sync with the flesh of his body. It didn't ache or twinge as it had before. If he was honest, he probably had not felt this good physically since before he and Al had tried to bring back their mother. "What did you do?" he murmured, not sure whether he was talking to himself or the gate.
"Nothing. We showed you how to find the strength to fight. You took it."
Kaleo's voice was solid and real, and Ed glanced to his side, half expecting to see the young boy there in the flesh. There was nothing but the empty cavern and the waiting drains, dark once more. He did not even need to concentrate on Kaleo's presence anymore. It was just there, right in the forefront of his mind. Previously, it had been a treacherous phantom, always half-smothered. Now he could sense not only the boy's words, but the massive, looming sensation of the gate, vaguely threatening and icy with ambivalence. Kaleo was a boy, human once, and still clinging desperately to his innocence. Ed could sense that the prince saw him as a protector, as something to be respected and aided. The gate was a different matter. He was a tool, nothing more. He was a means to get what it wanted, and if it had to protect him, strengthen him, or ward off death to achieve its goals, then so be it. Ed got the distinct impression that he was held in the gate's grasp, cradled in its strength for now, but easily crushed should the situation change. Looking down at his arm, he turned it this way and that, looking for any sign of Lamia's bite. The poisoned cut had been eradicated. It was as if it had never marred his flesh at all. However, a faint line of red caught his eye, making him scowl. It ran from his wrist up the pale underside of his arm, as if crimson dye filled his veins and glowed with eerie light through the haze of his skin. He traced it with his automail fingertip, but there was no pain in response to the pressure. Perhaps it was just the last vestiges of the poison draining away? Either way, he did not have time to worry about it now. He may have been saved from Lamia's toxin, but she had Roy and Al set in her sights. He had to find her and put a stop to this, before she made sure that there was nothing left to fight for. Breaking into a sprint, he aimed for the nearest culvert, sending the oil lamps flickering in the breeze of his passing. The floor beneath his feet was slick and frictionless. It was like running on ice. But he did not have time for care or caution. Every one of Lamia's arrays had been wiped clean, and the dim light from the cavern faded quickly, replaced with true darkness as he hurried on. A swift clap brought another flame to life at his shoulder, and he swore in surprise. He had lived with alchemy his whole life, but it had never been this easy. Only an hour ago he had been struggling to maintain the fire and keep moving at the same time. Now it was as natural as breathing, and he was torn. Part of him knew he should be afraid of what he could do. But there was a perfect, simple joy at no longer being the student of alchemy, but its master. He had always had a knack for arrays, a talent that stemmed from an initial level of understanding and grew with every moment of study. But this? Never in 100 lifetimes had he thought it could feel like this. Not a supernova flare, short-lived and brilliant, but a constant, steady sun, there to be tapped into and used at will. It wasn't only his strength that had changed. Before, the gate's vast knowledge had been locked behind an unbreakable wall, holding back all but what was completely necessary. Now it was still kept from flooding his mind and obliterating him in a sea of understanding, but it was as if it was only contained by glass. Glimpses of ideas and knowledge kept flashing through his head, and he got the impression that the gate had lost some of its control over what he could and couldn't see. It felt as if he could reach out and pluck what he needed from that massive intelligence. Perhaps the gate was not as in control as he thought. It had helped him find this strength, but had it unwillingly given him the power to fight it in that same act?
"We are not your enemies."
Ed twisted his lips in disbelief. The boy might not be a threat, but he had first-hand experience of how vicious the gate could be. Just because it was fractured apart and torn down by Carmine's rage, it did not make it any less dangerous. It was an ally with a knife hidden behind its back, and Ed knew that. If it could, it would just as soon stick the blade between his ribs as lend him a helping hand. Still, the words helped focus his mind. He could deal with what had happened later. He would have his answers. But for now, he had to focus. Finding Lamia was only half the battle. She had already proven just how lethal she could be. In the blink of an eye, she had neutralized him, leaving him crumpled helplessly on the floor. How was he meant to fight her? She was too quick and too big to deal with in her current form, and, from what she had said, she had only grown stronger since the gate's destruction. Skidding around a corner, Ed ignored the bruised thump of the brick wall against his side, barely concentrating on his surroundings as his thoughts turned inward, theorizing rapidly. He had seen how effortlessly she could heal herself from the wounds caused by her own poison. With a homunculus, he at least knew that they had a weakness. But Lamia had no remains to use. Besides, a homunculus ate red stones. She made them. The man who created her had linked her to the energy of the gate, making her immortal and invulnerable in the process. Even if Ed tore her apart, she would just put herself back together again. His only choice was to break the connection between her and the intrinsic power of alchemy. But how was he supposed to do that? She had been tied to the light and dark that had been contained beyond the threshold. Now it wasn't there anymore. Hell, it wasn't as if the two halves were even in the same place. Maybe he could do something to shatter whatever connection she had to what was in him, but she would still be tied to whatever had made its home in Carmine.
"You're thinking about it wrong,"
Kaleo murmured, his voice patient and powerful.
"The two sides are not separate entities, not entirely. One is all is one. You cannot touch the light without affecting the dark, nor can you influence the dark without changing the light. That remains true, even now. The connection between Lamia and the gate is like a chain. Break one link and it is useless."
The rattle of gunshots broke into Ed's thoughts, and he swore as they thundered back and forth along the tunnel. It was not the measured, confident shooting of Hawkeye, but frantic and desperate. It echoed chaotically, ringing in his ears before it was cut off. Ed desperately hoped that whoever was firing had stopped to reload. The alternative was that they had been rendered incapable of shooting. Either way, it sounded as if Lamia had found who she was looking for, and the sudden flare of orange that flickered up the tunnel confirmed his suspicion. At least Roy was still alive to fight. But how much longer did they have before Lamia decided to stop playing with her food and move in for the kill? Abruptly, the tunnel opened out, and he stumbled to a halt at the lip of its gaping mouth. It emerged halfway up the wall of another huge cavern, but this time there was no river surging through. In fact, it looked as if this portion of the sewers had dried up long ago. Perhaps the underground torrent had been diverted by some natural disaster or something. But all that was left here was a dusty bowl of a chamber, the walls pocketed with drain openings. The air was old and stale, flat from years of seclusion, and calcium pillars stretched from floor to ceiling like the trunks of vast trees. Veins of minerals caught the light of the flame at Ed's shoulder, sending sparkling stars across the ceiling. But he paid the beautiful sight no mind. Instead, his eyes were fixed on the battle below. Roy sent a bolt of flame in Lamia's direction, not bothering to pause and see if it found its mark. Within a heartbeat, he had dodged behind one of the columns, tucked out of sight as Al mounted an earth-shaking assault, desperate to divide her attention. It was a typical defensive tactic, and Ed looked around, trying to understand why they weren't simply running back towards the surface. Did they still think Alicia was down here? Crimson was smattered across the floor, and he grimaced at the sight. Someone was bleeding, and not just from a snake bite. Narrowing his eyes, he saw Havoc. The younger man was holding his gun in his left hand, aiming it shakily towards Lamia. His right hung at his side, the uniform jacket stained dark with blood. His teeth were bared in a snarl as he let off several chattering shots. They missed their mark, but Lamia twisted towards the sound, her face animal and vile. A bullet struck between her eyes, snapping her head back with the force of its impact. For a moment, her body went rigid, locked in a torpor, as a rays scrawled across her skin, converging on the small circle of blood on her forehead. Her shoulders rose and fell in a deep, angry breath, and her dark eyes blinked slowly, focusing on the man who had managed to hit his target. Hugh stood his ground, his face fierce and determined. He was standing over a prone body, and Ed realized that it was Hawkeye. Her skin was pale and ghostly, her eyes closed as if asleep. Breida crouched at her side, his fingers pressed to her pulse point as he stared at Lamia, body poised to run if necessary. Ed couldn't make out if Risa was still breathing, but he knew why she had been targeted first by Lamia. Of all of them, Hawkeye was the best with a gun, and perhaps she could not stop Lamia, but she could cause her some fraction of inconvenience with her sharp shooting. The others did not have the skill that Risa possessed, and Roy and Al's alchemy was nothing more than static to the Serpent Woman. "Wretches!" the woman spat, rising up on her tail. "Stay still! Why can't you just give up like the other one? What other one? Roy's question was heavy with fury and sick with dread. It echoed around the cavern, and Ed closed his eyes, praying that Roy didn't let Lamia's words distract him. The hybrid shrugged her shoulders, her eyes flicking back and forth as she tried to find where Roy was taking shelter amidst the forest of natural pillars. An alchemist, a fine meal, or he would have been if he did not taste of the gate. Blonde, short. She paused, and the laughter was back beneath her words. Although you all look short to me. Ed gritted his teeth in anger at the comment about his height, glancing around hastily for a way down to the cavern floor. The sides of the cavern were worn smooth by years of erosion, and he couldn't see any natural handholds that would help his descent. Pressing his palms together silently, he watched as the stone whispered beneath his touch. A crude ladder formed down to the floor, melting into existence without a sound. He wanted to reassure them that he was all right, at least for now. But if he did that, then he would lose the element of surprise. It might only be a split second of advantage over Lamia, but it could make all the difference. A gout of flame scorched the air at the same time the cavern shook, harried by Al's assault. Pinnacles of stone jutted through the ground like jaws of a gargantuan beast, but Lamia shattered them apart with one brutal swipe of her tail. She writhed around, losing her logic as her animal instincts took over. It stopped her taking the time to think and choose a target. As a result, she weaved around, unsure which person to bite first. All of the noise gave Ed the perfect opportunity to turn his back and scramble down the ladder. He just hoped that Lamia's heightened senses would be shrouded by the smoke and sulfur. If she saw him now, she would strike without thought, and he had no idea what would happen. Perhaps the newfound strength would make him immune to her poison, but it was not a chance he wanted to take. Ideas and arrays were forming and dissolving in his head, conceived and dismissed in the blink of an eye as he dropped the last few feet and landed softly on the floor, crouching to absorb the impact as he stared at Lamia, his mind racing. He had to know what array the alchemist used to create her. A brief glimpse of a memory was all he had to go on, and it would never be enough. Pulling back into the scant shelter the cavern walls had to offer, he closed his eyes, trying to block out the sounds that clawed at the air. Without knowing this, he could not help the others, and if he did not do something, then it would only be so long before one of them made a mistake and fell victim to Lamia's fangs. The knowledge of the gate was there, a heavy weight in his mind, and he concentrated on what he needed to find out. The alchemist had passed into the shadows all those years ago, taking his theories and discoveries with him. Somewhere amidst the torrent of memories and experiences that had been harbored behind those vast doors, there would be the grain of truth Ed needed to take Lamia down for good. He wasn't aiming to imprison her. Capture was not a solution. It was simply delaying the inevitable. If he found some way to trap her in another plane, she would only bide her time and return once more. The only way to stop her was destroy her, and Ed had to ignore the flickering shades of guilt that were already working through him. It was a matter of necessity. The grieving mother she had once been was long gone, and the thing that wore her face could not be reasoned with. He had no excuses that would soothe his conscience. Ed had made his choice, and he knew that he would have to live with it. Scents and sounds baffled his senses, tugging at him with questioning hands as they tried to take him away from the reality of the sewers and the fight right in front of him. Ocean salt and city smog filled his nose, banished by a brief kiss of icy alpine wind. Sobs and laughter, whispers and screams echoed in his ears. A punch jabbed into his stomach as a soft palm caressed his cheek. Recalled touches of times long gone. Ed ignored it, resisting the tempting call of every secret. If he faltered, if he hesitated, even for a second, then he would be lost, and he would not put it past the gate to settle into his own skin while his consciousness was trapped in its endless recollections. The core of power within him seemed to burn brighter, stoked by his immersion in all that the gate knew. It thrummed in him, a racing beat dancing in counterpoint to his heart. His muscles ached with the need to clap, and he held himself taut, trying to find some measure of control over himself. Finally, he found what he was looking for, and understanding was like a bright flower in a barren land. There were three circles in all, one for each biological input, human and serpent, and a third creating the link to the power behind the gate. It could have been used as a separate entity, an addendum to whatever workings the alchemist decided to attempt. The lines were a fury of complexity, and Ed swallowed hard, mentally reversing every aspect. He did not know what would happen if he got it wrong, and he didn't want to find out. His palm was sweating, and he took a deep, calming breath before opening his eyes and focusing intently on Lamia, making no effort to disguise the sharp report of his hands clapping together. It echoed back and forth, adding to the din that already shook the air. The air caught in his throat, bitterly cold and burning inside his lungs. It felt like a hook was caught beneath his ribs, and the sharp tug at his bones and flesh was a physical thing, even though there was nothing there. Distantly he heard Lamia scream, but he was lost to it. His body might be down in the sewers, but some part of him was liberated from those shadows and lifted upwards into Central's broad, familiar streets. Light from the street lamps mixed with the night, blurring into dusty grays and blues as buildings sped by, the warm glow from their windows creating flashes of color in the gloom. Ed could not feel the cobbles beneath his feet or the air on his face. There was no sensation of movement, and part of him knew that he was still in the sewers. A fraction of him was thinking of the next clap, the next array, the next moment, but most of him was a prisoner to this, whatever this was. Suddenly the racing shadows stopped, leaving him standing in the middle of an almost empty street. His eyes were seeing the city, but every other sense was still underground. He could feel his automail against his palm and smell the darkness of the drains. But no matter how many times he blinked, he could not see the cavern. The street ran over one of the bridges that spanned the river, and he stood at its meager peak over the flowing waters. It was old, a mess of Gothic stoneworks and balustrades. The paving was uneven, and he could see the rain drumming in the puddles, running between the gaps as each drop shattered itself into fragments of diamond brilliance. A woman stood to his left, looking downstream. Water ran around her boots and drenched the long military coat she was wearing. The fabric flapped around her as a haggard wind that he could neither hear nor feel tore across the city. She had the lapels clenched closed in a bloodless fist, and her gray hair was turned black by the torrential downpour all around her. Carmine's dispassionate eyes stared down at the river's waters, and Ed caught a brief glance of raging, white-tipped waves gushing from beneath the bridge's arches, slamming into the pillars that had withstood the centuries. She turned to face him, her eyes flat and distant, as if her thoughts were elsewhere. Suddenly, Carmine doubled over, her palms going to a point at the bottom of her ribcage as her lips parted around a silent gasp of pain. For a split second, her face was human, but when she looked up, the eyes that stared through the curtain of her hair were feral. Her teeth were showing as she snarled, anger rising to the surface of her countenance. She stared right at him, and he felt his stomach sink. She knew where he was, just as he could see exactly where she stood. She could see the sewer and the Lamia and the others. The focus of her eyes changed, and icy fingers of sensation raked through him, touching at the power that glowed within him. It sparked at her touch, snapping like a dog at her unwelcome presence. Smooth heat became raw thorns of energy, bristling with fury. But she did not seem afraid. In fact, her lips curved into a secretive smile, as if she had weighed up the competition and found it wanting. Ed could see the certainty in her eyes and longed to wipe the smug expression from her face. Carmine was acting as if she had already won. He could see the confidence in her body as she straightened up, squaring her shoulders and striding towards him. There was no sound, but he didn't need to hear her voice to know what she said. "It's as good as over." She walked straight into him, through him, and the scene shifted, fluttering as the mind's eye blinked and the sewers came back into sharp focus. Lamia's body crashed into one of the pillars, breaking it apart in her desperate effort to get to him. Her fingernails scored deep lines in the floor as she scrambled forward, all grace and elegance lost in her fury. Her face was contorted with hate, and the words that spilled from her lips were an incomprehensible mix of her own language and Amstrian. Rubble scattered across the floor, its sharp points slicing through her scales and flesh, rising blood from wounds that did not heal. A bullet from Havoc's gun struck her side, punching through her ribs, but she ignored it, still too strong and big to be stopped by mundane means. Roy's frantic click sent flaming missiles searing through the air. They raised painful wheels of burns, but Lamia's attentions were focused solely on Ed. There wasn't time to stop and think. Doubts had no place in the heat of battle, and Ed did not hesitate as he brought his hands together again, pressing them to the floor and watching the lines of the array sweep out to encompass her. It was a precise inversion of what the man who had created Lamia used. She recognized it. He could see that in the way her eyes widened and in the fractional hesitation before she threw herself forward, one last attempt to survive, or perhaps just take him with her into death. Ed had split Chimera before, often in a desperate attempt to save some fragment of life from the gruesome tapestry of flesh someone had created. He knew it was messy, knew just how wrong it could go, knew how it daubed his already soul-destroying nightmares with an extra dimension of horror. But this time it was different. A soft sound, no louder than an inhaled breath, hushed through the air. For a moment, Lamia's body was locked tight in a cage of power, soul, skin, and scale all caught up in the eye of an alchemical storm. The insanity fled her, and Lamia closed her eyes. Perhaps she was resigned to her fate, but Ed thought he saw a small smile curve her lips, not of gratitude, but of relief. The explosion shook the cavern, almost knocking Ed off his feet. He stumbled, steadying himself against the wall, but never taking his eyes off of what was happening in the middle of the array. The power was dazzling, shooting through every color from indigo to white. There were no shadows and no screams or pleas for mercy or release. There was just the tense, cold silence as everyone watched, bracing themselves for failure. Like a star gone dead, the light winked out, revealing nothing but ash. It rained down softly inside the array like snow, mixing with the grit on the cavern floor. Dust to dust. There was nothing but silence in the wake of the alchemy's roar. Everyone stood, stunned with relief, barely daring to believe it was over. Ed caught Roy's eye, giving him a half-smile of reassurance as the man let his hand drop to his side, allowing a few residual sparks to firm and die. Havoc slumped back against one of the pillars, pale and shaking as Hughes began to lower his gun, analyzing Ed's appearance as though searching for any trace of a flaw. A sound made them jump, putting every one of them back on edge. It was slow and steady. Clapping, Ed realized, but it was not a proud ovation, it was mocking, and he narrowed his eyes as an all-too-familiar shape stepped out of the shadows of one of the culverts. Envy.